It's time for another Carbon County School District update here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us today, we have two members from Carbon High. First off, we have the student government advisor and teacher, Troy Chilcott. And we also will bring in student body president, Colton Cave, in just a moment. First off, Mr. Chilcott, thank you very much for taking out the time to join us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for letting me come in and talk with you about some stuff.
Yeah. You guys have a lot going on right now. I mean, school's only a couple of weeks old, but already we're planning for homecoming week, and we'll get to that in just a second. First off, you mentioned rush week, and that's what's going on right now?
Yeah, it is. We've got rush week going on. This is the time for clubs and advisors to get their word out about what's going on with their specific clubs and organizations and to get people to join their clubs for the year.
Is that something that's a little bit harder to push maybe on the underclassmen, the kids that are brand new to the school? Are they a little shy?
They are a little shy, and they're not sure what to do, so they do walk around like kind of big-eyed, wondering what's going on. And so this just gives them the opportunity to just see what's going on in the different clubs, because they get to walk around and they're going to talk to different clubs and ask them questions and get to know what their club's about and which club they would like to join.
What seems to be the most popular club?
It's actually, there's really not a most popular club. All mm-hmm. the clubs here, there's a lot of activity in all of our clubs, so I wouldn't say there's a popular club mm-hmm. Because just students get involved in as many things as they can, so I wouldn't say there's a popular one.
Oh, that's a good thing. What about student government? Yeah. Do you guys have a lot of involvement there?
We do. We've got 25 officers, including myself and two other advisors. So we feel like we've got, it's a pretty good group that we just kind of run the school, so it's kind of nice.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. How much prep goes into Rush Week?
A lot of prep kind of goes into it. We plan activities. We plan lunchtime activities. And then this year we're trying something new where we're doing like a speed dating thing where they get to go around and they're going to talk to each club for about 5 minutes just to kind of see which one that they'd be interested in joining.
Which club would Mr. Chilcott join?
I would, of course, join FCCLA okay. because that's the club I'm over to. So that would be the club I would join. But there are lots of different other clubs out there. If you're into agriculture, there's FFA. If you're into business, there's FBLA. So there's a lot of different other clubs you can join, but I would, of course, join FCCLA.
Well, you did bring the student body president with you, Colton Cave.
I did, yes.
Let's bring him in. Let's bring in Colton and talk to him a little bit about what's happening at the high school as well. Colton, I appreciate you coming in today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So you're a student body president. What type of responsibility comes with that?
I'm just kind of in charge, not just of a single class, but the entire school in general, the student population.
Well, let's talk about homecoming week, because it's not that far off, just a couple of weeks off. And I know you guys have a full slate of events planned for not only the students, but also the community. I mean, you guys are actually really wanting to get the community involved in homecoming week as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Carbon High to us is more than just a school. It's kind of like a tradition for our community. So we want everyone that's gone to Carbon or, you know, that live in Carbon County to come out and participate in our events, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, let's talk about those events. What do you guys have planned right now?
So Monday, not a whole lot, because it's school picture day, and that's just kind of like the kickoff to the week. You know, the freshmen don't really know what's going on, but just kind of the other kids are excited for the rest of the week. Tuesday, we have a bonfire that's sponsored by Tony Basso. You know, big like they used to do it in the old days. Mm-hmm. And it'll be out towards the fairgrounds in the county. And Wednesday, we have our annual carnival. And that's a lot of fun. Little kids come out and get to enjoy that and get experience what being a dino is like. And Thursday, we have our annual powder puff football with the girls at Carbon. And Friday, we have our pep rally at 10, our parade at 1, and then we'll have a tailgate party sponsored by ETV 10 right before the football game, and then we'll have fireworks after the football game.
A lot going on then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what seems to be the one event that you're most looking forward to, or is there?
Oh, what event am I looking forward to? Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Honestly, the bonfire is going to be a huge success, I think, especially that, you know, Tony Basso came to us wanting to do it. Like, that just shows the community's drive to, you know, show their spirit in our school and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Colton, it sounds like you're going to have a busy couple of weeks. I mean, we just talked to Mr. Chilcott about Rush Week, and then after that, you got homecoming. So student body president has a lot to take care of here in the next little while.
Yeah, I do.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning, Colton. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you.
And we actually have one more guest who's going to step up and talk a little bit about what is happening right now at Carbon High School. We have Inez Johnson, who's a senior class president. Inez, it's great to get you in today. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, you're going to talk about the Golden Brick. I have no idea what the Golden Brick is, and I'm sure several of the listeners don't as well. So go ahead and explain to us what the Golden Brick is.
The Golden Brick is just a brick that we painted gold. I think it was from the original building. And it's like a competition for homecoming week. We, like, all week, we decorate the halls, and we have competitions at lunch and stuff, and it's just kind of like between the classes, and I'm coming for the juniors because they've gotten it 2 years in a row, and it's my turn this year. So
the junior class has gotten it 2 years in a row, or when they were sophomores and then moving into juniors. Wow.
So they got it their freshman and sophomore year.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So what are some of the competitions that you guys do?
I think we have a hallway decorating competition, and then dress up days. It's all about senior participation and getting involved.
Well, definitely some cool stuff happening at Carbon High. It sounds like the students are going to have a great time over the next few weeks.
Oh, they definitely will.
I'm sure it's fun for you as well.
Oh, it's super fun.
Good. That's what it's all about. Inez, thank you for coming in today and talking a little bit about the Golden Brick and explaining to us what that is.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. Hey, before we close out, let's bring back Mr. Chilcott here for just a second. Again, he's the student government advisor and teacher. Mr. Chilcott, I do appreciate you bringing in a couple of students today and talking a little bit about everything that's happening as we get a brand new school year off and rolling.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. Thank you for letting us come in and talk about what's going on at Carbon High. We appreciate getting our voices out there so people can be involved as they want.
All right. That's another Carbon County School District update right here on Castle Country Radio.